One student whose future has benefited from the department's hands-on approach is 18-year-old Sophie Long.
I thought I was going to audition again and try and go to vocational colleges and that sort of thing. But since then, I have, with the help from like Michael and the rest of the lecturers, they've helped me decide that it's not right for me because I was a bit lost. Because I love performing, I love the arts and stuff, but I just don't want to perform it anymore because it's just not right for me. So I'm going to go and do arts and festival management, and they really helped me decide that that was right.
For me, it's all about aiding, assisting, and giving the students the best opportunity that they can have and that I think they deserve.
Next academic year is going to be a challenge for the college. It is facing a significant cut in the funding it receives from central government for nearly half of its students who are over the age of 18.
They proposed a wonderful 17.5% cut to the funding that they'll provide for students. Actually, some of the students in some of those classes, there is less money for. You have to try and do more with what you have and spread it around a little bit. So, you know, where you may get less money for one student in a class, well, you've got your regular funding for the others and you just spread that around and try and share the joy.
But even more strain is going to be felt when the government increases the school leaving age and the college has more students.
Galling. It's utterly galling. But I do think it's rather short-sighted of the government. It's one hand not knowing what the other's doing. So they're telling us we're going to have to take considerably more students, but on the other hand saying, but we're not going to give you money for those students.
Wonderful. Well,
That was a Philip Turtle report there.
Yes, and it makes you think, because there is only so much money going around, and with the cuts and everything else, something has to go. But
on the other hand, it's something that obviously people value and really get a lot out of. So.
Okay. Coming up very shortly, we're going to be talking to Eloise O'Hare about the wonderful Dandy Fest. We're very excited about that, and she's going to be coming into the studio and chatting to us in just a few moments. But first, a piece more music.